It's August, the sun should be shining, and the days should be bright. Instead, we seem to be trapped under a murky gray haze here in the Gem State. So far this summer, the Treasure Valley alone has seen 39 days with yellow or moderate levels of air pollution, 2 days of orange alert level pollution, and both of those days were just this month. Children, the elderly, or anyone with heart or lung conditions needs to limit outdoor activities. And as is the case every year, the smoke comes from fires. But Idaho has apparently been spared a big fire season, at least so far. So where is all the smoke coming from? And if we think our air quality is bad, just head up to places like Lewiston. Joining me live in studio to get us updated on all of the things fire-related are our own Boise State Public Radio News reporters, Matt Gillum and Frankie Barnhill. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma.
Happy August under gray skies. So even though we have got lots of smoke, most of the wildfires, though, are not coming from Idaho, correct?
Right. The short answer is a lot of it's coming from Canada.
And we're being affected by it.
Yeah.
Okay, so get us updated, Matt, though, on the fires that are burning here in Idaho, because we do have some fires.
We do. We've been following pretty much three big ones have been the mainstay of our coverage here. So, I mean, the Sharps fire, that's the one that was by Haley, threatening the Sun Valley area. That one, as of yesterday, 90% contained, burned around 101 square miles. That was started by an exploding target. The guy who actually started the fire turned himself in to authorities. And at this point, crews are basically just doing some mop-up work on that one. Rattlesnake Creek Fire, this is the one burning south of Riggins. It is also human-caused. That is under investigation. We don't know the backstory on that. It expanded a few days ago by growing to the south. That took the containment level down, but now firefighters are making gains on that. Last check, it's around 30% contained, burned about 8,000 acres. And worth pointing out on the Rattlesnake Creek Fire, there is a community meeting for updates on that fire. It's planned for tonight at 6:30 at the New Meadows High School. So if you're in the area around there and you're affected by it or you're noticing, you know, crews in the area want updates, you can go to that tonight. Again, 6:30 p.m. at the New Meadows High School. And the last fire we've been sort of keeping our eye on here is the Rabbit Foot Fire. That one's burning north of Challis to the east. It is not growing too quickly, just about tens of acres is sort of the growth we're seeing currently because of there's been some precipitation, there's been some clouds, temperatures are down, humidity helping the firefighters there. That one sitting at about 5% containment, burned about 54 square miles, that one, the Rabbit Foot Fire.
And Frankie, as Matt said, most of these fires are coming from the north, from Canada in particular. Kind of give us a bigger picture, though, of where the big fires are, because we haven't really seen that this year here in Idaho.
Right. Of course, we'll always have fire activity, but so far we've kind of been spared, like you said, of those kind of mega fires. So, you know, in California, still a lot of activity. The Mendocino fire, the Carr fire is still active. The Holy fire, where a lot of those really dramatic images, photographs that we've been seeing were taken. So, you know, still a lot of resources going to California. And again, being Boise, the National Emergency Fire Center is here, and so a lot of, you know, we're being touched by it in some way because those resources are coming from here in many cases. And then, you know, Montana has some fires. There was a really dramatic video, actually, from Glacier National Park, this story of this father and son who were camping and had kind of missed the evacuation notice around Lake McDonald, and this video that they took in their car as they were trying to escape. It's unbelievable. They thankfully did escape their car. They had to abandon it, though. So those are the kind of stories. I mean, we're just going to see this more and more. You know, thankfully, Idaho hasn't seen it, but still we're being affected by it no matter what because of the smoke that we're getting.
And speaking of how we're being affected by it, a lot of it is the air quality. I mean, it is just yucky out there. And Matt, talk to us a little bit about where we're at air quality wise, because it seems to kind of go back and forth. I mean, you were just telling me before we went on that we actually had a tiny little dot of green somewhere yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I just checked the air quality around much of the state before coming in here right now. And I mean, currently Boise and Garden City are sitting in the green, which is good. I mean,
when we look out the window.
From our studio, you can look out the window and see the sky. And it is a drab gray. It looks like the worst of smoggy days back home in Southern California. But currently, yeah, Boise and Garden City air quality is sitting in green. Meridian is yellow. And Nampa is at orange, which is unhealthy for sensitive people. But, I mean, we look across the board, the air quality forecast for Ketchum today, yellow, Twin Falls is orange. Ketchum and Twin Falls currently sitting at orange. But all of North Idaho, the forecast for that area today, red, unhealthy. And, I mean, that has been a complete problem area, with most affected by the smoke. They actually touched the purple level yesterday.
Right.
And when things are purple, that's the very unhealthy level. And that's where people with heart or respiratory issues should just avoid being outside. And also the young and older people, just don't go outside.
And I have to say that, I think that, you know, when living in the Treasure Valley, I've been very aware of how our air quality has been affected. It makes sense, though, when you go north because of the fires in Canada,
right,
that Lewiston, Coeur d'Alene have been really affected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing, right, Frankie?
Yeah, and it's the kind of the timber that's burning that impacts the kind of smoke that you're getting in different places and in different areas when it moves in and moves out. The particulate matter changes depending on what's being burned itself. So, you know, for folks who are really experiencing that really high quality, low quality, rather, air issues, they can, you know, find some kind of DIY hacks, actually, to fix their air quality in their home. There's a hack that's gone around on Twitter lately where you can take a box fan and attach a furnace filter to the back with tape and just start running it in your house, and it actually decreases the amount of particulate matter. Of course, you can get like an expensive HEPA filter if you want to,
right,
as well, but a cheaper $20 fix if
it
you want to
is good this time of year.
Yeah, it'll do some work for you, for sure.
I'm speaking with Matt Gillum and Frankie Barnhill. They're our reporters here at Boise State Public Radio, getting us updated on the fire season as well as our air quality. Matt, you spoke with some folks up near Coeur d'Alene, right? Tell me about what they were talking about.
So I talked to Sean Sweetapple. He is the air quality manager for the Coeur d'Alene office of the Department of Environmental Quality. And when I talked to him yesterday, he said his office looks out at the lake. He said he couldn't even see across the lake. And that, I mean, he said that he's a normal, healthy guy. And just going into the office yesterday morning, his eyes were burning. His throat was itchy and scratchy. And it was just very unpleasant. And he explained a little bit about how and why the smoke is so bad there.
The normal weather pattern up here is our wind comes from the southwest, and we have gotten smoke from some of the California fires a little bit this summer, but that's what usually hits you guys down in Boise. From up here, we've been getting some smoke from over in Washington so far this summer. From the fires, there's a Cougar River fire is the biggest one over on the east slope of the Cascades. But the weather pattern has shifted around where we have a big high-pressure system that's kind of not letting the air systems move through so much. They just kind of stagnate under high pressure. But the winds have shifted around to be coming from the northwest, which is unusual for us. And that's directly pretty much a bullseye hitting those big fires up in BC. The smoke's just trailing right down this way.
And in fact, it's not just Coeur d'Alene. Seattle and Portland have had some of the worst air quality in the country.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen any of these photos going around online of Seattle, of Portland in these last few days, I mean, it looks like something out of Beijing or something. The sky is orangey brown and you can't see but 50 feet.
Right. And that's so unusual for those coastal cities. They're not used to that at all.
No. Coastal cities, right?
Yeah,
right.
The pressure, the pressure usually takes the smoke out really quickly. Portland's public schools actually had to cancel outdoor activities, the start of school. So this is, unusual.
It's really unprecedented. I grew up in that area and I don't remember anything like that. I still have family over there, and it is just not something that folks are used to seeing. I mean, we do get used to that here. But Frankie, give us a bigger picture. And what I mean by that is, you know, we used to see maybe every decade a major fire. You look back at the Yellowstone fire of 88. We seem to be seeing those fires, though, at that level, at a more consistent rate than we did in the past.
Yeah, and the data bears that out. I mean, in California alone, there was a record-breaking fire last winter that was super destructive, and then fires this summer have already broken those records. So, you know, what we're seeing are the effects of many things, including climate change. And, you know, there's, of course, a lot of political debate about what should be done around forests, and the Trump administration and the Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke, you know, he's gone on record actually just last week with Breitbart News, actually kind of pointing the finger at environmental groups. He actually used the phrase environmental terrorists, which a lot of people were upset by. But he thinks that more active management, as he puts it, you know, logging thinning needs to be put in place to get rid of some of the fuels. But there's definitely debate about the best way to do that.
And one thing that you were we were talking about this in the newsroom earlier was there was an editorial in The Washington Post a couple of days ago.
Right.
And saying that really we're as human beings not changing our behavior when it comes to fire.
Right. Yeah. These continue to happen. It's almost like, you know, when are we going to learn the lessons? Because they will, you know, we've seen the fires. They've just gotten worse and worse and more consistent. So what are we going to do about it? And so far, not a major solution.
Right. And but at the end of the day, at least here in the Treasure Valley, Matt, we're sitting under fairly decent air quality, at least for today.
For today, for the moment, yes. But I spoke to somebody yesterday at the Boise DEQ office, and they said that there's this temperatures are down, right? It's not as hot as it was. So there's a low pressure system going over us, which makes the temperatures nice. But however, it's acting as something of a sponge grabbing in all the smoke and pollution in the air, bringing it to our region. So yes, while the dot over Boise might be green, again, remember, right now in Nampa, it's orange. So It's bad out there.
It really is, and that's the bottom line. Well, I appreciate the two of you coming in and getting us updated on this and answering the questions around air quality and fires. It just seems to be a constant conversation this time of year. So thanks to Frankie Barnhill and Matt Gillum for coming in today. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Gemma. Thank you.